Hey, there's Dizzy Gillespie, but more importantly, you know who was burning with him there from the mid-40s? Dexter Gordon was. Yeah. Blue and Boogie. And when people heard that record, it turned them. First, it snapped their heads around, and they said, who is that? Well, Dexter would move on and do other things, and Dizzy would hook up with a alto player by the name of Fess Parker, who later went on to... That's not right. Charlie Parker. But before there was Charlie Parker, there was Dexter Gordon. And you just heard it right there. And that's one of the reasons that it's now the fifth celebration of his contributions going on this Thursday through Saturday night at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. It's through Sunday night. Yeah. Oh, well, we want Sunday sold out, too, if it's not already sold out. So it's Thursday through Sunday night, and it's my pleasure to welcome to WBGO the wife of Dexter Gordon, Maxine Gordon, and also the very capable saxophonist, Abraham Burton. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Abraham.
Yes.
Dexter Gordon. Why?
I mean, Dexter Gordon was like an explanation point, you know? He was one of the, definitely one of the most influential figures of his time and throughout jazz history. I mean, he's done his sound, his approach, his style, you know? He really put his fingerprints on the music and in the history, you know?
You know, and I do to a point, you know, having had dinner one night with Illinois Jacquet, yeah. And Illinois told me a story about when he and Dexter were teenagers playing in Lionel Hampton's band, and Hamp was all of 21, I think, at the time. Yeah. So, you know, that predates, I think, the Model T, if you're... if you're looking back, right? Yeah. What was Dexter like at home, Maxine?
Oh, well, that's such a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I think you know this, that he was an avid reader, and he was a serious baseball fan. The Mets, they were his team. And I just finished his biography. So that was one of the questions that I was thinking about when I was writing it, to talk about what musicians are like off the bandstand. Because a lot of times when we talk about musicians, we list their recordings or their gigs or, you know, he was born, then he went on the road with Lionel Hampton. But, you know, when they're not working, what are they doing? Well, they're practicing. So he practiced every day. He left the case open. He didn't walk past the tenor without picking it up and playing. And he read. And on Saturdays, he watched cartoons.
What were his favorite cartoons?
Oh, gosh, I wish my son was here. Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
He loved the Roadrunner.
Meep, meep. That, you know, and that reminds me, I got to tell you this story, because Roadrunner fits right into that. You know, when Dexter made the film The Awakening,
uh-huh.
Right, with Robert De Niro and Robin Williams and others, it was directed by Penny Marshall. And when Dexter passed, I put together a one-hour special on his life and was able to get in touch with Penny Marshall. And I said, do you like jazz? And her answer was, well, I was on a plane next to Miles Davis once. I said, okay, I see what I'm working with here. And I said, but what was it like on the set? And she said, you know, it's really funny, because Robin, with that high-strung energy of his, was like a chihuahua. you know, running around in circles around people off the set, telling jokes and being funny and being characters and, you know, not even being the, you know, doing all this stuff. And she said when he got done, said, Dexter would just kind of breathe in and he would say one line and lay everybody out on the floor, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, I need that quote.
Yeah.
Yo, thank you. Yeah, that's great.
And then maybe they'd all go get some cheesecake.
Yeah.
Cheesecake for you. Don't worry, don't worry. It's not going to show up on your hips. It's going to show up for the hip. That's Dexter Gordon from the recording Go. Sonny Clark and Butch Warren and Billy Higgins. And Thursday through Sunday, each evening at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, they will celebrate Long Tall Dexter. And they're not going to get it all in, but they're going to get a whole bunch of it in. And what are they going to get in? Well, we're going to chat about it this morning with Maxine Gordon, the wife of Dexter Gordon, and also Abraham Burton, very fine saxophonist, one of two. I think you will be joined by Craig Handy, right?
No.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, Gary.
No, he's not going to be joined by Craig Handy. Craig, I don't know. He's on the road. I don't know where he is.
Okay.
So who's going to be part of the gig this week?
Well, we're having a lot of special guests. Oh, it's this,
yeah, you might
want to use this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to come over by Maxine. Stay right there, Maxine. Okay.
Yeah. Pardon our appearance, folks.
No, we're going to change it up a little bit this year, and we're actually going to have Josh Evans, trumpeter Josh Evans, playing with us.
Oh!
Yeah, for the four nights.
That'll be fun.
And then I believe also Mr. Steve Nelson on the last night.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be joining us as well, you know, and we'll have on piano David Bryant, and on bass Mr. Gerald Cannon, and the first two nights we'll have the great Louis Hayes with us playing. Yeah, I see a smile. I know, I feel the same way.
that's gonna be a whole lot of fun.
I feel the same way. And then to top off the last two nights, we'll have Eric McPherson on drums, so that's going to be special as well. And then also Mr. Peter Washington will be joining us on the final night. And we're also going to open up the last session, the last night. We're going to open up the final set with a nice little kind of a jam session, you know, something we felt Dexter Gordon would definitely approve of. So we're going to open it up and have some special guests come down and, you know, just have a good time, you know?
I'll tell you, man, those Steeplechase recordings, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Over there in Copenhagen.
Ooh!
And his introductions were as great as the tunes themselves.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Great as the tunes themselves.
That's right.
You know, we're chatting with Abraham Burton. We're also chatting with Maxine Sullivan, the subject.
Maxine Sullivan, I love her. Did you know you said that?
No, I didn't. Maxine Gordon. We're having some serious technical issues here.
I love
but
Maxine
we'll get
Sullivan.
Through them.
I love her.
But Maxine Sullivan obviously couldn't be with us, but Maxine Gordon can be with us. And a tribute to her husband going on Thursday through Sunday at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in New York City. And if you're just tuning in, you missed what a great family person he was. The fact that he watched cartoons on Saturday morning. He was an avid reader.
Uh-huh.
But he was also, in spite of his presence, when he walked into the room, you know, long, tall Dexter could be quite a scary individual. But yet, when I asked Dizzy, or when I asked Herbie Hancock about the very first recording session that he did as a leader, I asked him if he was scared. And he said, "You bet I was." And I said, "Well, what made it easy for you?" And he says, "You're going to be surprised what made it easy for me. What made it easy was the most foreboding presence in the room. Dexter Gordon made everything so calm and relaxed that it really allowed me to get past the agita of being in the room with all these greats, right? And being able to just spread my wings.
I'll tell you something about that. Do we have time?
Sure, we got time.
Tell you something about that session. When they were making Round Midnight, and then, you know, Herbie Hancock was there. He was the musical director. Dexter said to him one day, he was like, you know, you never thank me. And so Herbie said, oh, well, thank you, Dexter, but what in particular should I thank you for? He said, you know, I set the tempo for Watermelon Man. And if I hadn't set the tempo, if you had played it at that tempo that you were going to play that, you never would have had a hit.
Is that what he said?
I heard that recently and I thought, you know, he should thank me for setting the tempo. We don't think about those things, but that does make a big difference, doesn't it?
But, you know, yeah, setting the tempo regardless of the rate of speed. Here's Dexter and Herbie together. We're chatting with Maxine Gordon and Abraham Burton. I can't believe I've known you since the 50s.
Oh,
and I
looked
right at her. I looked right at her and called her Maxine Sullivan. The hell's the matter with you?
We weren't even born then.
How about Body and Soul that we heard before that? That was Dexter and Herbie and Pierre Michelot and Billy Higgins and John McLaughlin in there, too. That was from the soundtrack to Round Midnight. Great film. Not the only film that Dexter made. Did he like acting?
He did. He did. He, you know, he's from Los Angeles. Or as he said, I'm from Hollywood. Of course, he wasn't from Hollywood, but he was from Los Angeles. And the story goes that when he was a kid, these trucks came into the neighborhood. He's from the east side. That means the east side of Central Avenue. One word.
Yeah.
Not like in New York, two words. And these open back trucks would come and they would take the kids and pay them. He thought it was $5 a day, but that sounds like a lot. But they would get paid to be in Tarzan movies. But they wouldn't take him because they said he was too light. And too tall, probably, and too light. And so then the joke was, he said, I'll show you when I grow up, I'm going to star in a movie and I'm going to win an Oscar. So, you know, it was the joke. But then he said, you know, the revenge came that he did. But he felt that many jazz musicians could act and would be able to have careers acting. Surely Billy Eckstein, surely Billie Holiday. You know, many of them could have, you know, had acting careers if given the opportunity. So when he got the offer for Round Midnight, he said he felt obliged to step up.
Yeah. And the sincerity, because it was not a character, really, that he was playing. I mean, it was his own life that he was pulling from. Mm-hmm. In order to express, just like the great jazz musician would do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Martin Scorsese said that Dexter was like Robert De Niro in Raging Bull because he became the character, and that Bertrand Tavernier would have to cut any scene that Dexter wasn't in because he was carrying the movie.
Thursday? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he's going to carry it all because it's a celebration of his life that is going on at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in New York City. And one of the folks that's going to be on hand will probably share with you a real sense memory, drummer Lewis Hayes. And here he is with Dexter now. That's why the heating bill is never too high at the Village Vanguard. Because they still got the warmth of Dexter Gordon heating the place.
Aww.
From those years ago. And the homecoming. Whew. 1976. Literally a homecoming for him. And he came back to the States and we wouldn't let him leave. Jimmy Heath's Gingerbread Boy with Woody Shaw, Stafford James, Lewis Hayes. Ronnie Matthews at the piano when Dexter passed. I went to Ronnie's, was one of the places I went to out in Brooklyn. He was living at the time. And sat with him. And I'm telling you, he broke down in tears talking mm-hmm. about his relationship with Dexter on and off the bandstand.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have that on and off the bandstand to make music like that when you're on the bandstand,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're not going to get it all in, but they're going to get a lot in. And who's appearing once again, Abraham?
Ooh, we have a bunch of really heavy hitters. You know, we have joining us Mr. Josh Evans on trumpet for the entire week. We'll have David Bryant, brilliant young pianist, and we'll have the great
Gerald
Cannon. Thank you, love. The great Gerald Cannon. Great friend of mine, and we're blessed to have the great Lewis Hayes with us, and Eric McPherson also on drums. Very happy to have him too, and we'll have a special guest on the last night, which will include Mr. Peter Washington, and I think, happy to have him, and also some
Steve
other
Nelson.
Special. Oh yes, and Mr. Steve Nelson, cannot forget Mr. Nelson on vibes, who will also be joining us on the last night.
Bringing back that Dexter Bobby Hutcherson.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right. Look out for that.
The Bobby Hutcherson chair.
Look out for that. That's going to be a good time. Thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
You were married to Dexter for how long?
I met him in 1975.
Okay.
We never say when we were married because he said, when asked that question, he said, we met in 1490, but it took us several lifetimes to get it right until we met again.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's something pretty special. Tell us one thing about Dexter that maybe somebody doesn't know.
Hmm. Okay, his favorite tenor player was Gene Ammons, and which goes back to the Billy Eckstein band. And what he said about Gene Ammons was, when I played my hippest solos with the Billy Eckstein band and the people were applauding, Gene Ammons would come up behind me and play one note, and it was all over. He said, I never could play as good as Gene Ammons.
The spirit lives. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. It sounds like a happening, folks, and it sounds like something that you need to make part of your happening. Maxine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For coming by. Abraham Burton, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Been a long time. And Abraham said, and I put him on the spot, because I hate this question myself, so why do I pose it on other people? What is one of your favorite Dexter performances? Well, that's like, well, which decade? I mean, narrow it down. So he was talking about this, and he was talking about that, and he said, oh, the ballads, like, don't explain. Don't explain. Right? The way he would introduce it?
Oh, yeah.
Don't explain. And then he said, ooh, or the early stuff with Billy Eckstein. Right?
Absolutely.
That's how we're going to wrap it up this morning. The spirit you'll find Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Dizzy's in New York City. You're listening to WBGO Newark.